Just update on the injuries. Out of practice today, again, Chase Vaughn knee, Greg Lotta hip, Lewis Young groin, and Monte Ball was diagnosed with an appendicitis. He'll have an appendectomy this afternoon. They're saying he should be ready for the first game, so we'll play that week to week. And then Emmanuel Sanders had a right quad strain. Sione Fua had a hip, and Tony Carter had a slight groin left practice, did not finish. Any questions?
On Monte, this is something that you found out about this morning, Jenna?
You know, he started feeling the effects a little bit, not feeling really good yesterday, and then, of course, came in today, again, not feeling very good, and which is typical with that prognosis. And so our medical people got him to the doctor. They determined that's what it was. It didn't, explode or anything on the bad end of that. So it was really a blessing that we kind of caught it now, and, he'll have the procedure done immediately, and he'll start the healing process.
Based on his progress this offseason, is there any reason to think that when he does return, he wouldn't be able to step right back into that starting role?
Again, I'm not into predicting the future, but, I think he's really grown a lot as far as his understanding of the offense and execution of, all parts of his job. So, I know the kind of guy he is. He'll work at it, and, mentally he'll stay on top of his game. And then, when he comes back physically, we'll wait till he's ready.
Have they said when he could return to the practice field yet?
No, I think they're a little bit like myself. They're not trying to predict the future. They just kind of know what historically the time frame's been, and we'll go from there.
From a football standpoint, John, obviously that means other guys get more opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, you hate to see anything happen to a player, whether it's an illness or an injury, on the field. But, sometimes when, a door shuts, another door opens. So, it'll give us a chance for those young backs to get some time in there, and hopefully they can grow and progress.
What about Ronnie Hillman this year, Coach? What have you seen from him in light of, how his season went last year?
Yeah, I've seen great growth. I think, he's been a different guy in those meeting rooms. I think with a full off season this year and him attacking it the way he did, he's starting to see the benefits of that here on the field. And I've seen a drastically improved player.